Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. I hope you're tuning into your high vibrations, the best there is. That's all it is. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of what am I tuning into? Am I tuning into this or am I tuning into that? While traveling, I was driving from one city to another city, and these cities are at a distance, somewhat. Not 10 mile radius, but much more high, more than that. So I was traveling and I tuned into a radio station. I was getting a song, but then as I traveled from one city to the other, I started to receive other stations also on that station that I had tuned into. You know, in between radio stations, broadcasts that were happening on that frequency. So then it started getting jumbled up. The clarity of the station that I started with started to fade after a point, and other stations started coming in. And of course, you know, the result is a big mess. So it ultimately got clearer as I arrived at my destination, but obviously I was now receiving another broadcast, not the one that I started with. This is life. This is what it is. We start with something and then we end up with something, even while tuning into the same frequency. And then in between, there's a whole bunch of jumbled words. This station and that station. And then there was this variation. One station was louder, the other station then got louder, and then this station got louder at around, you know, midpoint, until I reached the city that could broadcast its message or its song to me through this station. So what are you receiving? What is the information that you're receiving? Being mindful of that. Oh, this is what I'm receiving. Oh, this is what I'm receiving. Then I'm not tuning into what I want. That's it, in short. If somebody's receiving information that they don't want, then it means that they're not tuning into what they really want. The song that they really want to hear. It's because other broadcasts are coming through on your wavelength. You know how they talk about wavelength, right? Oh, we're on the same wavelength. We're on the same wavelength. Well, the same wavelength could mean different things for different people. X and Y could be on the same wavelength, and then Y could outgrow X, and then be on a wavelength with A, and then outgrow A, and then be on a wavelength with someone else. And then, who is the enjoyer or sufferer of the particular wavelength? Why, of course. Why just move through X, A, and whatever else I told you? And this fictitious Y, could be tuning into different people at different times. If you take an example in real life, I would say, let's say there's a candidate for a job, and that candidate is tuning into job with Q Company. And Q Company, this company offers certain things, certain salary, certain positions, certain benefits. And then our candidate now moves beyond Q or starts to tune into another company maybe that offers better benefits, better salary, better position. Our candidate could then move backwards and tune into a worse company, something that offers even lesser benefits, even lesser position, even lesser salary. So a person is always receiving information and job proposals and different vibrations from different sources. And if somebody, let's say fictitious Jane, does not want to hear or does not want to deal with a company that offers very low pay, low position, low benefits, then she needs to up her vibrations and then deal or start dealing with vibrations that offer more, that offer her more. Now, we could always discuss this more in the money segment, work and career, money manifestation segment, because technically it does fall into that. I'm just using it as an example that everybody here on earth is tuning into one vibration or the other. And depending on what they're tuning into, they receive whatever it is that they're tuned into. This can apply to any life area, really. Any life area. This is basically karma. And I don't mean somebody did bad and hence they received the, you know, the results or fruits of whatever they did bad. I'm not talking about sin over here. I'm talking of deliberate and unconscious tuning into, conscious and unconscious tuning into various vibrations. Lower, higher, medium, very, very low, very, very high. So very rich people, they're tuning into very high money vibrations. It's just flooding them. And then there are people who are not so rich are tuning into lower money vibrations. And what contributes to these vibrations are birth, you know, a person, the way the person is born, where he's born, to the family that he's born to. Then neighborhood, society, schooling, upbringing, higher education. You know how they say higher education does pave the way to better monetary benefits. So a person who's got a master's or a PhD under his belt, because of any effort that he's put in before, automatically tunes into higher salary vibrations. It just happens. Of course, there are exceptions to everything. A person could be very highly educated and then be completely intolerable to work with and then may lose his or her job, right? But we're going for the major, the main mass of PhDs are going to be able to land higher paying jobs. People in the medical field, doctors, lawyers, accountants with several degrees, all of these people have a better chance at getting a higher salary karma or getting into higher salary vibrations because of the education that they have. So certain things in life can give us an advantage. Like I said, birth, the family that we're born into, society, neighborhood, schooling, basic education, higher education, then even higher than that. All of these things prepare a person to receive more and more. So their money vibrations would not really become that poor vis-a-vis somebody who does not have all of these advantages that a person could be born with. I can talk about myself. I was born in India in a wonderfully progressive family and went to the highest school, private school, had a really nice childhood, amazing childhood, great food, great family, great everything, no fear. No fear of my family breaking up. I was literally handed my first job and the second and the third, everything like literally handed to me. Silver spoon in the mouth. So all of these, including in India, of course, an English education. So I dream in English. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, people don't find faults with my English, but I'm just saying that compared to so many other situations and schooling, I received a very, very advanced schooling with English as my medium. What does that do? That enables me to deal with people comfortably. That enables me to work with the Western world. It enables me to enabled me to write a book, articles. It enables me to speak over here. Advantages that I'm born with. That creates our life going forward. So I never had to fight off or try to learn English at a future point in life. I was literally put into English schooling from, I don't know, when my eyes opened. So these are advantages that people are born with, and then they take it with them. And then it prepares them for higher life experiences. So a lot of struggles that other people may have gone through, I did not go through. So that's birth, that's my neighborhood, that's my schooling, and then higher schooling. And then the society that I was in, my father being in the airlines, you know, but at a very high level, I could travel around the world. I could see places at a very young age, which many other people did not see. And so many other people are still in their villages or towns, and they don't travel. They don't see the world. So all of these advantages came to me right from the start, since I opened my baby blue eyes, baby black. So, however, these are advanced vibrations that somebody could be born with, correct? And then let's say you're born with some advantages. You could always build on them and prepare yourself for something really good in life. And then, as you go further into your vibrations, you can take stock of what you're born with, what you grew up with, what you've become. But remember, ultimately, the power to create lies in our hands. So I would say whoever it is just has to add on to whatever he or she has. There are certain communities in India that are classified as business communities. They're born with business genius. They start this business, that goes well. They start that business, that goes well. Then they start 10 more businesses. They literally have their hands in every business and they just do very, very well. They're born with that in their genes. Their whole family lineage has been in business. And so they just keep making money. I don't know where they get these ideas from. They just do enormously well. And we're not talking of right and wrong here, who did right, who did wrong, we're not talking about that. We're talking of advantages that certain people have. So some people have advantages where spirituality is concerned. They're born into priestly families. In fact, I'm born into one. My whole lineage comes from priestly family. And then they got into education. And then they got into high levels of, in companies, people employ them at higher levels to run departments and to run companies and do these things. So my whole lineage going back thousands of years, actually, is born into the whole this spiritual community / educated community. So everybody is born into something and then they build on it. And then people can make changes also. If they don't want this, they can go and change their lives. And this is where you may have heard of people who are born in a poor family, but then they study under the street lights at night, and then they come forward in life and they become great, great people. These people may not have been born with advantages, but they built and they worked and they went towards their future. But the whole thing is based on vibrations. So keeping a track of what are the vibrations around us? What are the vibrations around us? And then we move towards where we want to go. And then we put into motion certain vibrations that then work for us automatically. So let's say somebody's facing a court case. That energy is busy working for them, good or bad. But that's their reality. They have to take stock of where they are, what they're facing, what energy they are in. Try not to get involved in any more court cases. Try to solve everything with the least amount of turbulence and move beyond it. And not be stuck in that. These people attract a lot of court cases. It's like everybody's slamming something on them, you know. This one, this court case, and that court case, and this court case, and that court case. And so they're caught in this energy. They have to move beyond this. They have to go to a higher vibration where these things don't exist, where everything comes to them automatically. They're happy. They're contented. Their family is in a good place. No disputes happening. Everything good, everything good. And who is the person who moves through all this? You, fictitious Jane. She's the observer and she gets to choose what vibration she wants to be in. And then she keeps moving from one to the other. But for that, a person has to know the concept of joyful manifestation, the principles behind it. And so then they know that there's something called joyful manifestation. So knowing that there is something called joyful manifestation and that it does work for us and that we can use it as a tool to move to higher and higher vibrations and make our lives better and better so that we're in clear atmosphere, not dealing with things that we don't want to deal with. And so I think we're ready for change of section, and we will go into money manifestation, work and career. We'll take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and then come back soon. So don't go away. Hold on tight. this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. We were talking about different vibrations and recognizing the vibration one is in and then moving from that into a new one, a higher one, a better one, one that's more beneficial, one that's happier. And so we take that, and we already started talking about jobs, about how somebody could be tuned into a lower job proposal, a medium job proposal, or a higher job proposal, and many that are even lower than the lowest job proposal, meaning no job, and the higher than the highest job proposal. There's so many levels in between, and a person can tune into any one of these, but to recognize where one is first, take stock of it. Where am I? What am I dealing with? Where am I? Where am I? What is it that my mind processes? What is it that my mind deals with? And then we go from there. There are some countries in which there are huge economical shifts. They're going through a depression, then they go through a very high financial gain period. And then they go through something that's kind of okay, you know, okay. And then they go through a depression. Why so many shifts in the economy? There are countries that don't go through these. There are countries where there are no major mass layoffs, like a sudden plummeting. Is that the word? Of money vibrations? And then suddenly there are mass layoffs happening. And then there's a high, there's a peak, and then a valley again. What is this? I'm so amazed when these things happen because, first off, why are these things happening? There are major shifts in vibrations economically. And this shouldn't be happening. Not in a country that should be stable economically. And the same thing applies to the individual. Major shifts happening. Huge up and then huge down. A person needs to keep track of his or her money vibrations. And to generally map it out, create a graph, like, okay, what's happening? What's this? There's a peak and then there's a fall. And then one can even put it down to the lack of God. Because where God exists, there is gain, always. The money God, there are various goddesses and gods that are in charge of money. And they can help a person. They can help a country. They can help society. They can help individuals keep their money vibration stable and just climbing, not plummeting down. And so different countries go through different situations economically, and their money vibrations are all over the place. And so many factors are controlling these things and deciding these things. But no matter what happens, what I'm trying to say is no matter what happens, a person has control over his own personal fortune. And to not link it with the company's fortune or with the country's fortune. Each person has a God within. Each person has access to the best money coaches, good fortune coaches, joyful manifestation coaches. Each person has access to the best gods. And so it's their job, like each person's job, to keep his or vibration steady and constantly growing and not connected to the country and what the country is going through. You know, that's how all of these things came. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. The rich are busy tuning into good money vibrations. whereas others are not. Their fate is decided by the company they work for. Their fate is decided by the country they're in. Rich people manage their own fortunes. They carry their money karma on their backs, literally. Like a turtle carries its home on its back. So rich people carry their own money karma on their own backs. And they do not connect it with a company or a country. And I'm not saying that what they're doing is right or wrong. We're not going into morality over here and moral values. And so you hear many rich people, they put their money away, right? We've heard of Swiss banks and all of these things. I honestly don't know if they exist, but I'm sure they do. But what I'm saying is that these people have a way of securing their future. And I'm not saying whether what they're doing is right or wrong. But they know how to secure their future independent of the company that they work for or the society that they deal with or the country that they're in. So the economy of a country could be going up and down, up and down. A lot of people losing their jobs. But these people who are rich, who know the secret of making money and keeping it, do not tie up their money to their country or to their jobs. But they take care of their own personal fortunes themselves. They're kind of the bank, their own bank. They're not dependent on anything. And they learn how to play the money game. Again, we're not going into who's right and who's wrong, but they know how to do this. And they secure their fortune very early on. In fact, such people are so rich, they could lose a company or two and it doesn't matter to them because they're busy playing the money game. They know that, like a gambler, right? A gambler goes in. I'm talking of healthy gambling. I'm talking of healthy gambling where a gambler goes in and does not bet his whole fortune, but bets a part of it that he knows he can afford to lose. And that's the thing where gambling can be safe. Where a person bets only that much that he knows he can lose because he just enjoys the process of gambling. Not the process, what is it called? The game, right? What is it? Well, he just enjoys gambling. But he's only betting as much as he can afford to lose. Like he wouldn't even break even one sweat, one drop of sweat. If he loses everything that he goes into the casino to play with, because he knows he's only there for the fun of it, and he's taking a risk with a small part of his fortune that he knows, it's like going for a movie, right? You buy a $10 ticket, and you know that whether the movie is good or bad, you've lost that money, correct? So a person goes into that theater, he's ready to lose the $10, whether the movie is good or bad, whether he gains from it or not, but he's ready. He's ready to lose the $10. He doesn't care. It's not a big amount to him. So a gambler goes in and he's ready to lose, let's say, $20 or $100. And he knows that it's not going to affect him. It's just the fun that he's buying for that night. Oh, I'm going out for an evening of gambling. With $10, I don't think he can go that far. But, you know, not a whole evening, unless he's busy making money out of those $10. But he is ready to write it off. And that's what I say about people who give loans also. I mean, they give it to their family, they give it to their friends, they give it to their lovers. Be ready to give as much as you can write off. Otherwise, it can result in a family feud. Like, there could be lovers quarreling. Oh, I gave you 10,000. You know how many times I've faced this situation where I have soulmate people calling me and saying, I lent my soulmate money and this is what that person is not paying me back. And there's a big money fight going on. But don't lend more than you can afford to write off. Be prepared to write it off. So whatever you gamble, whatever you lend, be prepared to write it off. That way, you will not get emotionally charged up. And then you can secure your fortunes. And that's what rich people do. They gamble as much, even when they're buying companies, right? They're buying companies and they're starting a new business. They're only gambling as much as they can afford to lose. I'm talking of the really rich people here who know how to protect their fortunes, not a person who puts all of his hard-earned money into a company, he starts something and the whole thing goes downwards and the company doesn't work out. And then he is, oh my God, you've heard of all the Wall Street situations. And then people lose fortunes overnight. A money manifester, a real money manifester, is only going to gamble with whatever he can afford to write off. And then he enjoys this process of buying companies, selling companies. He's enjoying the process of going in, gambling a bit of money, and he walks out because it's entertainment for him. He's not betting his own fortune. And you know I live in Las Vegas, right? He's not betting his whole fortune on that and trying to eke out a living from that. Not trying to make their life secure. I don't drink and I don't smoke and I gamble $5, max 10 or 20. That's it. Because I live in Vegas. And luckily, I was brought up in such a way that, you know, living in Vegas is not a problem to me. I go there for the shows. I like the shows. I like the music. There's so many artists performing over there. So many great things happening, right? So it all depends on who a person is and how they're going about in life and what they do with their lives and how they gamble and how they manifest money. What is the sources that they get money from? And so many people who are criminals, they earn a lot of money, sure, but they're scared of the law. And what kind of a life is that when you're scared of the law? That's not really a happy life. That's full of stress. And for some money? No, there are better ways to make money in the world. You know, the divine, the God has provided so many ways to make money, and they don't have to be illegal. People can get rich the right way. And this is what, when people, when they become manifestors of money, they have to balance things out. They have to see, like, what is the source of my money and what are the consequences of making money in a way that's not correct. And then they create joyful lives for themselves when they're making a lot of money, but then other life areas are also doing really, really well. They have nothing to fear. They have a good night's sleep. They wake up with a free conscience, with a clear conscience. And they keep going forward in life beautifully, whereas some other people get stuck by the decisions and the choices that they make and the frequencies that they tune into. So let's say there is a criminal. He's tuning into mob, right? Mob vibrations for some time. He's been attracting people who do those things, who live those lives, and then his consciousness changes. His consciousness changes, and then he is doing these things because consciousness pervades, it spreads, correct? So that's how people get caught into situations where they are making money, but they're making it through the wrong ways. I know personally, I've read an article or two about a city that does not have any police stations because people just, even the visitors over there, they just believe in the God who resides in that city and takes care of the city. And they believe in that God and then they just don't do anything wrong. Doors are kept open and some houses have no doors and there's no police station. But the city is managed by a very, very high vibration of people who are into God and who basically just, you know, are in the vibration where good things happen for them. And then they're not losing money through people, you know, entering their homes, taking the stuff away. Then there's money loss. So a lot of things depends on the vibration that a person lives in. Where am I living? Where am I living? What are the risks of where I'm living? Who are the kind of people who are around me? Where do I want to live? What is the life that I want to lead? What is the type of fun that I want to have? So people make these decisions and choices all the time, and then they move from one level to the other, moving towards joyful manifestation energies. We're moving into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. We listen to some music and come back soon. So hold on tight. Don't go away. Come back soon.
I'm a baby.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation, love.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. The previous sections were about getting into higher vibrations, the vibration that you want to be in. And tuning into that vibration creates a person's reality. So how does that apply to love? Well, love is a certain vibration all on its own. It can come with different types of love, sibling love, parental love, love for friends, different types of love. But the one we're talking about is soulmate love. It's something where a soulmate reflects back to us where we are in life. So if you're in a bad place, then the soulmate reflects not so good information. If you're in a good place, then the soulmate reflects our beauty back to us. I've worked with so many people, and different people are at different levels. We're not saying somebody is bad or good, depending on these levels. It's just that the karma that they're dealing with. And many common patterns are people cheating, people leaving, people not providing for the family, people who attract romantic partners who are into addictions, chemical addictions. And so these are all what we say, oh, our karma. But these are vibrations, and the same karma can be shifted by tuning into another vibration, better and better. And in the process of tuning into various vibrations, we can use various tools that can help us. So a person who had a past or whoever they got involved with never proposed marriage to them and always walked away saying that, you know, you're just my friend. You're not a lover. You're not my marriage partner. And then they walk away. That person's karma can change such that the person that they want shows them that they want to be married to them. So then it becomes their latest karma, that is attracting marriage. And then there are people who their lives are devoid of sex completely. And they're into what I call non-energy. It's not an insult to nuns, of course, but it's just a way of saying that, OMG, I'm not having enough sexual energy in my aura, and I'm attracting people who then reflect to me my lack of sexual energy. And then you have people who are into something else, and they're being abandoned because they have this abandonment karma and they fear that people are going to leave them and marry somebody else. We have heard of many famous people who are rich in money, but then they go through this. Oh, they just don't know how to turn this around for themselves. They go through one situation, then they go through another, they go through another. And they keep attracting the same thing again and again. And finally, they give up on love. No, they just need to change their love karma. They need to change their attraction factor. Go back to the basic law of attraction teaching. And become so vibrant. We've heard of singers who are very famous, rich and famous, but their husbands cheat on them. I mean, they're beautiful, they're rich, they're famous, but their husbands are cheating on them. That's their love karma. And they can turn this around too. People just have to observe that, oh my God, I have a love karma. And I need to work on it. It's not always the fault of the other person. It's a person's love karma that's messed up. And so they're tuning into vibrations where, let's say there's this very rich and famous singer, and she's beautiful too. She could be tuning to vibrations where what she fears and what she hears validates her fears. And she's tuning into it, and then she finds evidence of her husband cheating on her. And then finally, out of the horse's mouth, I don't know what's that saying, they actually hear it. Yes, I did cheat on you. Yes, I was with X, Y, and Z. They may say sorry, they may not say sorry, they may say they're ready and willing to work on it going forward, but this fear remains with this person. And she never knows when she's going to be cheated on again. And no matter how amazing she is, she stands in front of the mirror, she's gorgeous, the whole world loves her. And she's wondering, why am I being cheated on? Why? It's in her vibrations. It's what she's tuning into. It's what is happening to her. It's her reality. She's looking at it. And so She's an observer of the reality. What she needs to do is she needs to use joyful manifestation to get out of this and attract good fortune and love. We do have the Good Fortune Show coming up next week, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So do tune into it. Get into these joyful manifestation energies and good fortune energies where good things are happening in different life areas. I, of course, focus on money and I focus on love and sex, but you can basically use this for any life area. But tuning into good fortune energies where good things happen, where this particular singer doesn't have to face this again and again and again. So the fear gets into her vibrations and then she's fearful of that happening and then it happens. Boom. It's happening. And it may be through no fault of hers. She may be absolutely gorgeous and successful. And the whole world may love her, but her soulmate manifestation may not be working well for her. Someone very ordinary, may not be rich and famous, the girl next door, she could be attracting amazing soulmate love. She could be loved beyond her dreams, her wildest imagination. And she could be shown that she's perfect in every way by her soulmate. He has so much love for her in his eyes, in his heart. We've all heard of Beauty and the Beast. We've all heard of Beauty and the Beast, the Disney movie. And Emma Watson, she's in this version of Beauty and the Beast. And she had to show the Beast that he was lovable the way he is. And he had to be loved. The Beast had to be loved purely, in a very pure way, in order for him to be saved and reverted back to his handsome prince self. And so magic happened. Magic happened in this very magical place. And Beauty, Belle, I think her name is, the character, she showed the Beast that she loved him in a very pure way. And then the Beast came back to his original Prince Charming self. What is this but him or his love, his soulmate love story succeeding for him? And his soulmate reflecting back to him his true beauty, no matter what his external self looked like. She saw the beauty inside him and she reflected that back to him in a very pure way. Pure love, true love, as they say, unconditional, very true love. Coming from the heart, coming from the soul, coming from wherever it comes from. And so if this can happen for the Beast, and this is not just a fairy tale, you know, these fairy tales have some basis behind it, some kind of a foundation. And so if this can happen for the Beast, then this can happen for anybody, is what I'm saying. You have to find the true love within you. And you have to get into very nice love karma energy. Use the Good Fortune Show. Use the Joyful Manifestation Show. Work with me if you need to. Read the book Joyful Manifestation. Get into a place where a person can reflect back to you who you really are, your true love karma. And then you will see that there is really nothing to be fearful about. There is nobody there to cheat on you because your soulmate is just reflecting your beauty back to you. And so if a soulmate is reflecting beauty back to oneself, then it means that we're amazing, right? We're simply amazing. And that's what this all goes to. We are amazing and we deserve to be loved. And yes, we can put on our affirmation hats and our affirmation voices and we can say, we are amazing and we deserve to be loved the way we are. We are amazing and we deserve to be loved the way we are. And this has nothing to do with anything external, but just how amazing we are within us, how beautiful we are within us. And then that beauty is reflected back to us. And of course, you know, we can take the help of lipstick and makeup and hair and nice clothes. These are tools. These are tools to help remove some of the falseness or some of the obstacles that we think they're facing. So if somebody thinks they have bad hair and this is lowering their energy, they can go get some good hair and put it on and their energy vibrations are immediately, oh my God, I look so awesome. So when somebody puts on makeup or puts on a better dress or does something to look better, what happens is that they are fast-tracking their energy. It's where they kind of boost their energy by feeling good because they think that they look good. No. So the belief system is boosted and then the belief system works for them that they are amazing. So these are tools, all of these costumes, the dresses, the makeup, the hair, everything is a tool for us to feel good. And we can use that to when we go on a date, first date, we can use that when we go for a work interview. We can use this to make a good, what is this, impression on people, a good impact. But these are tools. Has nothing to do with the inner beauty as such. But each person can see their inner beauty being shown externally in a certain way. And then they believe that that works for them, and then it does work for them. We're at the end of our show, and we will be meeting again for the Good Fortune Show, which is at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Friday. That's next week. But until then, I would highly recommend that you do sign up for the membership. Just create an account on BBS Radio and sign up for the membership. Just subscribe. It's $2.99. That money will go and work for you. It's like making an investment. It goes out. It works for you. It's not even a coffee nowadays. And it'll go for you. It'll work for you. It's $2.99 a month. But it's like investing in good energy. And it goes and it works for you. It's your belief system ultimately, right? Belief is tied up with so many things. So I highly recommend it. And definitely observe the vibration you're in and then move towards higher vibrations and affirm your way all the way to success. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show signing off. And we will meet again 7 p.m. Friday, Pacific Standard Time, next week. So until then, have a great rest of the week. And today, have a great rest of today.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries. Social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.